I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It continues to be blow for blow in the Middle East, and a leadership hunt is on for a ministry following tragic loss. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Iran and Israel dance dangerously close to the edge of war, trading attacks and threats. Meanwhile, analysts wonder if Iran's economy can hold up to a prolonged battle. Hard for Iran's Nazanin Pakistani.
On social media, we do see that people are complaining about prices skyrocketing since Friday. Everything is doubled and tripled. Basic groceries, eggs, they cannot buy. It's so expensive.
Fear and anxiety constantly plague Iran's people, fueled by government oppression and deceit. Heart for Iran connects Iranians with hope through a 24/7 call center and social media.
Praise God. The message of Christ is always hopeful, always peaceful. The goal of the gospel is peace. And we introduce them to the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
And please pray that the current tensions between Iran and Israel won't escalate into regional war, and ask the Lord to show mercy on the Iranian people.
It's only God who can intervene, no politician. So let's pray that God will intervene and this war will stop. This regime will give in and free the people.
Christians in China look for options to have God's word at their fingertips. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China shares an update from a recent gathering with Chinese pastors.
Their take is that it's becoming increasingly more difficult to be able to access scriptures online.
A print copy or a digital copy that can be secured and accessed offline is becoming more and more necessary.
The restrictions of websites, the permissions that are sometimes difficult to get, and all of the things that are happening in China that are, you know, very foreign in the West, but are a part of daily life in China, make it so much more important to have that Bible that you can tuck under your pillow.
To be clear, the work that Bibles for China does is entirely legal within China. They have ongoing distribution plans for 2024.
We want to pursue that as aggressively as we can because we don't know how long this store is going to stay open.
Still, the work is hard, and they and other Bible distributors like them need your prayers.
Whether you live in the West or in Europe or in the Far East or the Middle East, the enemy is at work against the truth of Scripture and the truth of the one true God.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Seasons of grief often lead us to trust the Lord in new ways. In a four-week span last fall, the Kenya Hope team experienced its highest high and lowest low, U.S. Director Steve Holman.
Our fiscal year ended September 30, and it was a banner year. It was the best year we've ever had, financially and ministry initiatives and new opportunities.
And then at the end of October, a tragic car accident claimed the lives of Executive Directors Dave and Joy Mueller, as well as Holman's daughter, Julie. The losses sent shockwaves throughout U.S. and Kenyan communities connected to Kenya Hope.
Dave and Joy poured their hearts and all their physical strength and spiritual strength into the Kenya Hope ministry, and they're suddenly gone.
In a moment, everything changed, and now there was no one at the helm to oversee Kenya Hope's initiatives.
Unexpectedly, it caused us to have to raise certain Kenyans to a higher level of responsibility. Some of the things that Dave and Joy hoped to put in the hands of Kenyans, now God said it's time.
And please keep Kenya Hope and its communities in your prayers.
I'd like to be able to announce that we have appointed executive director, but we have not.
If you know someone who might fit the need, connect with Kenya Hope at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.